The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We often talk about law-abiding gun owners and how they'll be impacted by regulation. And the overwhelming majority of gun users, of course, are law-abiding people, just like our contributor Will Mackin. Mackin spent more than two decades in the Navy. He was deployed in Afghanistan and elsewhere, and he's got a keen appreciation of what guns can do. And as a civilian now, he loves using them. These days, that means target shooting near his home in New Mexico. So heads up, you're going to hear some rifle fire.
So first thing I do is just make sure there's nothing in there already. Pull the slide back and take a look, and there's nothing in there. So push it back and hold it back. Take the magazine and slide it in. You think of like a decisive person, a person of action or whatever, and that, or at least what I was exposed to growing up, most of those people were armed and, you know, Rambo types. And then let the bolt go forward by pushing this button here. Like, I had G.I. Joe, I had Star Wars action figures, and their hands were like shaped to hold a gun, and if they didn't have it, they felt useless. And now there should be a bullet in the chamber, it should be ready to fire. So just pull it back and take a look. And there it is. All right, so now I'm ready to miss the target. So the first time I held a gun was during ROTC indoctrination, which happened in Rhode Island. It wasn't a life-changing event. It wasn't like I thought, wow, I'm picking up a gun for the first time. Aren't I a badass? It was none of that. It was just, you know, do what he says, slide the magazine in, point, shoot one, two, three, four, five, however many times it was, drop the magazine, clear it, set it back down, done. You know, you're taught above all that this is a thing that, you know, you are responsible for and you have to take care of. If you broke it, if you misused it, if God forbid you lost it, like that was a career-ending type situation. So there were times that were fun and exciting, but it's easy for the preparation and the training and the focus and the responsibility to overshadow the actual excitement. And this is the switch right here for safety and fire. So all set. The range is located about 15 miles northwest of Albuquerque. It's out in the middle of the desert. We were shooting an AR-15. The AR-15 is almost a replica of the military M4. I mean, it has the same magazine, same capacity, the same actuators and levers. And I felt like, you know, just going back to it, the way I held it, the way kind of seated in my shoulder pocket there and like squeezed back and all of like the preamble that I would do came back to kind of get into the zone. So what I'm trying to do at least is clear my mind, focus, you know, down the sight to the target, steady my body position, relax my breathing, and very slow and methodical trigger pull to hopefully, you know, when by the time the gun fires, it's a surprise to me. It's a feeling of being very aware and being very in the moment. It's for me, a very even and meditative state. It is fun when it's going well, and it's very frustrating when it's not. I had this weird experience not too long ago. A few months back, I went for a dental cleaning, and my hygienist had a picture of herself, like her whole family, all holding AR-15s. Like you would, you know, like they went to JCPenney to get their Christmas shots, and they all took their weapons with them. And when I didn't have pokers in my mouth, I asked her about it. And she said, she has concealed carry, and they open carry, you know, when they go to Walmart. And she started talking about like a shootout scenario at Walmart. It's like, well, if this happens, you know, I'll be ready because, you know, somebody starts shooting, then I can potentially save lives. So no real details about it. No real, how are you going to target discriminate is what we call it. You know, how are you going to break out? Who are the bad guys? Who are the good guys? When everybody's running around, probably screaming. Deploying with the guys I deployed with, who practiced every single day in dark rooms with night vision on, with smoke grenades going off, with people screaming, dogs barking. They had to figure out who to shoot and carry it out. They have to make those split-second decisions. To put that on a civilian in Walmart, I mean, I cannot even begin to comprehend it. And my initial reaction is anger. It's like somebody would expect to come out on top in that type of situation. They put us at risk more than they think.
Will Mackin has written fiction and essays for The New Yorker, and he served 23 years in the Navy. He lives in New Mexico.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.